Welcome to WAMF, the low-power radio station at 90.3 that roars as the voice of the people.
Another episode of Oldie Timey Radio Hour on WAMF 90.3 FM in New Orleans, presented by the Hercules Radio Playhouse, live from the historic Faubourg Marigny. I'm your host, Frederick Charles Mead. Ease back into your comfy wingback chair, close your eyes, and listen to the golden age of radio for the modern era. Fake commercials, comedy skits, and oldie-timey serial plays written by playwrights throughout the U.S. and Canada are performed live right here every Wednesday night by the Hercules Radio Players. And now, Die, You Heartless, etc., etc., written by David Guaspari.
Joel, over here!
Sorry, I'm late. So, what'd you think of the script?
The dog?
A dream sequence.
Nobody wants a dog to die.
Special effect, movie magic, no harm, no foul.
Don't even hint. I know audience.
Times change.
Which means what? I'm over the hill, lost my touch, I can't deal?
All I'm saying is yesterday is not today.
I can still deal. But I gotta love the property, because movies are made from love.
I'm getting you on the ground floor of a love machine. Think Blair Witch Project. Worldwide gross, $240 million.
$248,639,099. I know gross.
Max, this is not just some movie. It's a film, which I've gotta make. What if I told you I had cancer? 6 months to live.
Oh my God, I had no idea. Why didn't you say something?
I haven't got cancer, but what if I did? That's how important this movie, this film, is to me. It's like having cancer.
The title will have people lining up to stay away. The female demographic doesn't go for die heartless bitch who cut my heart out and your dog. They go for Julia Roberts.
You think we can get her?
What I think is what you got is a dead dog.
Not dead. Threatened, which is the essence of drama. And the dog is only a metaphor.
And you will lose, meaning I will lose. A slam dunk libel suit over the bitchy character who has the same age, hair color, profession, and name as a girlfriend who dumped you.
Who is redeemed on her deathbed by repenting that. FYI, it is not the same name. Wendy in the script is spelled with an I. And not the same profession because Wendy, with an I, is not only a massage therapist, but a contract killer.
Joel, I'm your friend. You know that. You saw how I felt when I thought you had cancer. But I'm also a professional. What's your target audience? Look, we'll eat and we'll talk. Gloria.
Gentlemen.
I'll get it.
Lumberjack special.
Water.
Oof, don't bust your budget.
My target audience is Gloria. You're not a heartless bitch.
Who's asking?
And I bet you'd like to see my new movie.
They're gonna make one of your movies?
In development. We're getting Julia Roberts.
And it's about...
There's this cool guy. Does martial arts spiritually. Has this vibe, this presence.
Julia's a contract killer.
Which the boyfriend doesn't know. But he's so totally cool, it wouldn't bother him.
Ooh, Denzel Washington!
Oh, you heard the lady? Get Denzel on the horn.
I don't keep Denzel's number on this particular horn. It's a security thing.
He's totally cool, but she dumps him.
And he does nothing? He just takes it? Does she have a pet?
A metaphorical dog, representing their relationship. They pretend the dog exists.
I hate it as a plot point, but the dog has to be real.
Metaphor, man. The dog, it's like the baby in Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf.
Denzel kills the dog by accident. Julia left poison burgers in the fridge for a gig to bump somebody off at a cookout.
Irony. I love it.
Oh, so why does she dump Denzel? Was the character secretly gay?
Whoa! I do not... Denzel does not... play for the other team.
So what's his problem?
She's the one with the problem.
Don't tell. Show.
Max, you read Joey. Gloria, take my copy of the script. read Wendy.
With an I? She can't spell her own name?
It's a legal thing.
Page 65, montage of relationship highlights. Meeting cute, kissing booth at county fair, romping along the midway, through a meadow, up a hill, on a beach.
I don't do nudity.
At the Super Bowl, scoreboard flashes, Joey hearts Wendy, but she's in the ladies' room, taking delivery on plastic explosives. New Year's Eve, he's about to propose, but she's on call and leaves to whack somebody before he can pop the question. The moment passes. Montage within montage. He finds sniper rifle, night goggles, bricks of cash, confronts her. Action.
If you won't support my choices.
I do. I can be there for you. Load guns, count cash, finger targets. The issue is not me. Not what I think about a couple of freelance hit jobs. It's you who stopped supporting me.
Oh, please. Have I ever said you're a loser? To your face? Don't I zip my lip about that hipster uniform, black this, black that, baseball cap, sneakers? And that ridiculous name, Joey, spelled J-O-I-E.
That's ironic. It's French.
Oh, then it's not Joey, it's Joie.
The truth. Did you ever like any of my movies?
You mean files. Movies are things people watch on a screen after paying.
My movies of the future.
Joey, Joie. There's something I've been meaning to tell you.
There's somebody else.
There's nobody else. There doesn't have to be.
Cut my heart out and take responsibility. Say that we meant nothing. But I know the truth. We romped.
The scene is not working. But you know what? That's how fast first drafts are.
I've been writing this for 3 years.
We're on the same page.
Don't worry about the scripts. I make all I want on my late shift at Kinko's. On to the finale. All right. Page 110, cutting back and forth between Joey and Wendy with an I. He's accepting the best screenplay Oscar for the film called, get this, Die Heartless Bitch Who Cut My Heart Out. Very self-referential, very bleeding-edged. She's in Africa, dying of one of those African diseases. She joined these nuns out of guilt for all the guys that she whacked, but has never come to terms with what she did to Joey. And you want irony? Get this. As her life flickers out, she's watching the Oscars. Action!
Finally, I have to thank someone who may be watching this in a far-off place. You didn't kill me. You made me strong.
Cue to Africa. Wendy's eyes open. She has an actual dog. With her last breath, she calls to it.
Here, Joie. Come here, boy.
Wendy's eyes close forever, fade. Does that give you chills? I'll get you fresh copies, along with the copies of my treatment for Die Heartless Bitch 2.
The emotional core is not the meadow, the beach, the Super Bowl, blah, 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 or the Oscars. It's two things, a contract killer and her dog.
The dog is a metaphor. Until she gets the African disease and repents, there is no dog.
Three things. Don't forget Joie, the loser who stalks her, Denzel playing against type.
The hunter becomes the hunted. Love the irony.
Will Denzel whack the dog?
Oh, threat is the essence of drama.
Julia loves that dog.
Montage, Julia, dog, romping.
She'd give her life for it.
Making her vulnerable. The essence of audience identification.
Until the last scene, there is no dog. That's why it can represent both Joey's tragic love and Wendy's heartless manipulations.
Heartless manipulator? Does that sound like Julia?
The story's getting away from you.
Here's your movie. Title sequence. New Year's Eve. Julia, putting on her glad rags, looking like a million bucks.
We're hooked. Why is this beautiful woman alone on New Year's Eve?
She's not alone. She can have any man she wants to romp with, grind up, or spit out.
Cut to Exeter. Joie, seen from behind, staring at Julia's lighted window.
We wonder, what is he doing? Could he be pleasuring himself?
No, he could not!
The dog, sensing something wrong, is upset. cut back and forth between Julia and a pair of hands holding a commando rifle. Sniper. Is it Schwa? No, he's delivering a pizza to the house next door. Julia straps a dagger to her thigh, slips a pistol into her purse. Back to the hands, loading the rifle, aiming it.
The dog is frantic.
The dog. He's Julia leaving the house. Oh, he reaches into her purse and for the door keys, we think. Then, in one motion, whips out the gun and fires at, we think, Joa. But the bullet goes through the pizza and nails the sniper between the eyes.
This would kill in 3D.
Julia speeds away in her Porsche. Oh, a couple of 20s flutter out the window, food plus tips. To Joa, she is a vision. He becomes obsessed with delivering pizzas to Julia.
Digs through her trash for leftovers.
Ooh, preserves a crust for her tooth marks.
I love this woman. She has found your movie. After rewrites on spec.
Could we keep the title?
What have you been doing in that kitchen? Let me guess. Morning rush is over. You've got a little downtime.
The title is a personal statement.
Am I right? What can you show me?
A couple of draft screenplays. A pilot for a sitcom about a coffee shop.
You're a natural. The title sequence for Who's It's script? Magic. You know what movie was Julia's first screen credit? Mystic Pizza. Does that give you the chills?
Do you really think we could sign her and Denzel? Get him on the horn.
But these people need their privacy, which I respect. You know what I'm almost thinking?
Cut the pizza boy.
And do more with the dog.
You can't cut the pizza boy!
What about the title sequence?
She shoots the hitman, just not through a pizza.
Do not cut pizza boy! I'll do the research. I'll deliver pizzas to Julia. Learn her toppings. Wherever she goes, I will be there with pie.
I want the love is property. But you know what I'm also thinking?
Sitcom?
Julia's never done one. The time may be ripe.
Waitress by day. Killer by night.
With a funny sidekick.
An older waitress seeing more of life.
And the coffee shop has a very spiritual delivery guy who knows martial arts.
Whatever. Each episode begins and ends with a voiceover from the sidekick.
Like she's the author. Wait, that's my show.
You got pages?
Come back into the kitchen. I keep them in the fridge.
How wacky is that?
Comedy gold. Opening credits. Sidekick takes tonight's script from the fridge.
Or the oven. The door on the right.
Or the delivery guy. Everybody but Julia knows he's meant for her. That's the story. My story. When Wendy sees it on the big screen, Wendy with a Y. And she eats her heart out.